Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Most sports talking heads make predictions, then hope you forget about how wrong they were. But not Mackie and Judd.
Write this down.
This is the Big Leagues, where we own our terrible predictions.
Write that down.
And keep track of each other's batting averages. It's Write That Down.
Write it down. You like writing things down.
With Mackie and Judd.
Welcome in to the only show in America that keeps track of our predictions with statistics, putting our careers and reputations on the line every single week. Been doing this for, I don't know, probably 7 or 8 years, keeping track of official stats for about 5 years. And the season is winding down. The Super Bowl marks the end of the 2022 Write That Down season. And Declan has had a commanding batting average lead here on Mackie and Judd for basically the whole year. It's kind of a wire-to-wire situation for old Dex. The home run battle, still up in the air, but here's how it works, boys. 3 predictions from everybody each week. They must be quantifiable. We keep track of batting averages and home runs. And if you want to participate, like listener Jake is about to, you can send us a message through the ScoreNorth app, and we'll get you scheduled for sometime in early 2023. Judd, tell the people here, before we get into the accountability session, where you like to belly up and tip one back as you contemplate the Vikings offseason.
As I do that, as I sit at a bar recklessly speculating, that bar is the official sports bar of Sports Dad, and that, of course, is the is Park Tavern in St. Louis Park, where a place that's been in my community here for more than 42 years. It's open 365 days a year. It has 2 bars. It has bowling, and it also has the desire for you to have your group, if you're putting together a birthday party, anniversary, anything like that, to have your group there. And I'm not talking about 10 people. I'm talking 40 or 50. I'm talking about they will take care of all the work, and you will be the hero, because it's going to look like you planned. And Sports Dad knows, you know what? Us guys, we don't necessarily like to plan, but we like to get the accolades of having looked like we planned. ParkTavern.net. 952-929-6810, 952-929-6810. ParkTavern.net is the place to book your group. Cheryl will take care of everything. She's fantastic. Park Tavern, also just a great place to grab a beer, maybe a Surly, if you're passing by Louisiana Avenue South, St. Louis Park.
All right, dudes, let's get it here.
Write them down. It's like a personal contract with ourselves.
We'll start with Judd here in the accountability session. 2 things came off the board for you.
Came close, I think, on the first one. I think he almost had one.
Duke Shelley had a really good game, but he did not have an interception, so you are wrong on that one. Correct me if I'm wrong on this, but you said Carlos Correa will mention his wife's love of Minnesota in his press conference. I don't think he did.
He mentioned something in passing about his family and his wife, but he didn't directly say it. But then he said it to somebody else, but it wasn't in the press conference. So I think you're right.
That's where I was trying to help you out yesterday. Or last week, because I was saying, do you mean his family? Like, do you not want to get a bad beat? And then you guys are kind of giving me a hard time over the semantics of the Write That Down.
No,
I was trying to help
beat.
You.
No, I know, but I thought he would say his wife.
Okay.
And I think he did later. It was just a pretty well thrown Hail Mary pass, because it could have happened, but I took a shot. I hunted downfield and I came up short. It was 4th and 8 and the ball was picked.
Well, okay. Actually, baseball is the scoring parameter for Mackie and Judd. Write That Down. So you swung for the fences and popped it up. Is that what this was?
Yeah, it's okay. It's a beat.
Okay. All right. Okay. I had 2 things come off the board. Told you Johnny Munt, Jalen Naylor, or CJ Ham would score a touchdown against the Giants.
I should have put Irv Smith on that list. Told you the Bucks would beat the Cowboys and Mike McCarthy would be fired within 2 weeks of that game. I could, if they get smoked by San Francisco, I could see the second half of this still being in play if Sean Payton wants to coach the Cowboys, but we'll see. Right, I love how Jerry Jones loves himself some Mike McCarthy, but if they get beat 41-10 by the 49ers, then.
So Sean Payton out of the Cardinals job race, correct?
Is that true? Oh.
He interviewed with the Panthers, I believe.
He's interviewing Friday with the Panthers, today with the Broncos.
Broncos, there we go.
Cardinals hired a GM, and I guess he was ticked because he was trying to get complete control, and the Bidwell family wouldn't give him complete control.
I think that guy interviewed for the Vikings. Monty Austin.
Not going to be.
Naga be the Vikings GM. Yeah. Pretty sure that guy interviewed for the Vikings job. All right. Yep. The listeners had a bloodbath here. All right. Not a good week for the listeners.
Oh, boy.
So Ali had a couple things come off the board instantly here. He said Justin Jefferson would score 2 touchdowns. I'm going to hit the buzzer every 3 so I don't drive you guys crazy. Vikings will win 31-24 exactly. That was the final score, right? It was just the other way.
That is correct.
Was it 31-24?
Yes, it was.
I think it was.
Wow.
Okay, pretty good, but wrong because it's flipped. Corey said the Vikings will force 4 or more turnovers in the playoffs. He also said the Vikings would win the wild card matchup by 9 or more points. Nate said in the NFC title game, the Vikings would be down 9 points in the second half, and they'll win the game anyway. Zach said, Tyler said here, in a high-leverage situation, Patrick Peterson will take a punt back for a touchdown. Jake said, KOC Coach of the Year, which could still happen, but Vikings lose in the divisional round, which can't happen now. And Donatell will not be. So he's probably going to hit 2 of those 3. Patrick Royce with the listeners here said Greg Joseph will hit a 55-yard field goal or longer to send the Vikings to a Super Bowl. Wrong.
That was a kiss of death.
He was fine.
Every time he shows up for a playoff game, man, he just gets smoked. Justin said Kirk gets a top 7 MVP vote and turns the ball over in the NFC title game. Ryan said the Vikings and Wild will combine for at least 4 playoff series wins in the upcoming playoffs. So that was Wild from the summer. They had 0. So the Vikings needed to win all 4 rounds for this to come true. It did not. All right, Declan. Pretty good week for old Dex tweets. You said Vikings Giants. We'll start with the bad here. Vikings Giants would go under the 48. You said at some point this season, the Vikings will be flagged for illegal contact in the final 2 minutes of a game, and it will result in a loss. However, you said at least 1 6 or 7 seed will advance on wildcard weekend. You said sometime before Feb 4, the Wolves would climb back to 500. They did. You said Garrett Bradbury would not play the last couple games of the regular season, but he would start on wildcard weekend. Maybe he shouldn't have. He was pretty bad in that game. So with that, Declan, back over 400, you're at 405. Judd, 329. I'm at 280. Listeners, 265. Listeners also leading, though, on our however I should say, with 20 home runs to Declan's 16 to my 15, Judd with 10 home runs. So that's what this thing looks like with a few weeks to go in the Write That Down season. Jake, let's get Jake in here making his second appearance on Write That Down. Jake, what did you learn from your first appearance now as a veteran of Write That Down that you can carry over here today?
I would like to say the parlays because I was the one, they couldn't even make the divisional round. Maybe try and avoid those, but I'm still going to do them anyways.
It's the parlays are, they're just too fun to resist. It's the Write That Down drug of choice. So we're going to start with Jake, over to Judd, Declan, back to me. 3 trips around the room.
Write this down.
1 prediction at a time. We're going to go around the room. 1, 2, 3. So, Jake, you start us off here. What is your first prediction?
I'm going to go a Twins prediction. I say Carlos Correa and Buxton combined for at least 55 home runs this year.
Whoa.
Woo.
Wow. So they're going to be healthy, I think, is the
key
thing. Healthy.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Okay, I think we might be losing Judd here, but let's try it. Judd, are you?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Kind of. You're
how
kind
bad
of there.
Is it? Because I'm on the right thing. I'm on the right browser.
let's put Judd in. Dex, put Judd in timeout.
All right, we'll do.
We'll come back to Judd.
All right, I'll make
Dex,
a prediction.
Oh, you go ahead.
I'll make a prediction in the meantime. All right, write this down. I'll do a little parlay just like Jake was talking about there, but I'll go with the football side. Write it down. The Eagles and 49ers win their respective games this weekend. So I think the Eagles win. I think the Niners win. I'm going to put that as one prediction. So they'll both be in the NFC Championship game by this time next week. Eagles and Niners win their respective divisional round matchups. Write it down.
I like where you're going there. I'm going to
write this down.
I'm going to be more aggressive because I only want home runs here. I'm going to give you the full division round parlay.
Wow.
All four games in one parlay here. Okay. This is just straight up.
Okay.
No spreads. This is just straight up winners here. We'll start with the easy ones. Chiefs over the Jaguars. Niners over the Cowboys. Giants upset the Eagles.
Whoa.
Bengals upset the Bills. So your championship weekend will be Giants 49ers in Santa Clara, and it'll be Bengals v. Chiefs from, well, no, if it's Bengals v. Chiefs, it'll be from Kansas City. If it's Bills yeah. v. Chiefs, it'll be from Atlanta. Right?
Correct. That is correct.
So,
okay. I like it. A little 4-0 right parlay. Look at this guy.
Let's get it. Let's get it. All right, Jake, what's your second prediction?
My second prediction is when the Minnesota Wild hopefully make the playoffs, Philip Gustafson starts game one.
Ooh. All right. Starts game one. We did a
injury related too. There's different ways that could happen.
There's a couple ways.
Just starts game one. I think he's the better goalie right now.
Yeah, he's definitely been the better one. We actually cheap plug Jesse Pierce from Before I Die and the Bar Down Beauties podcast was now joining Judd's Hockey Show once a week. We just did a full breakdown on that on this YouTube channel, which you can find right here. Philip Gustafson, the Gus Bus is moving, baby. Good for him.
The Gus Bus.
Write this down.
Get on the bus, Gus. All right, let's go back to Declan here. We'll just do. I don't know. Judd's fixing his technical problems. We'll get to
getting a surly. Second prediction for me, Phil. I'll make another divisional round prediction. No kicker. Write this down. No kicker will miss an extra point in the divisional round this week.
Oh wow!
After watching Meyer miss four in one game, and I don't even know if they'll kick him for God's sakes. I'm going to say no kicker in any game will miss an extra point. Very specific. I don't know if this is a touchdown, Phil. I mean, it's like a 90% success rate, but I mean, I'm getting four games. Like, I think it's borderline. I might have to.
You're doing it over four games, and you're doing it with a kicker that had the yips a week ago. So, I think this might be like a first row home run, like a Joe Mauer 10 right. years ago home run here.
Well, if there's right. Let's even break it down this way. Even if there's four touchdowns in a game, there's four games or 16 touchdowns. I'm saying 16 for 16 extra points. I mean,
yeah. And the odds are that there would be because it's a 90-94%.
There's probably
going to
be one
rate.
That
odds
misses.
Are there's going to be a one.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. And there's probably going to be more than 16 touchdowns because the Bengals are playing the Bills and the Chiefs are playing the Jaguars.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I think we'll give you that one with the kicker with the yips for sure. Is that not like? In terms of things that you get uncomfortable watching dude. That dude after the second one, it was like, oh God. Oh, and then but the fourth one, my skin was crawling watching that for that poor guy. All right, Judd, are you back?
Am I back?
I think
am
he's
I back.
Back?
You're
okay.
Back.
He's
is
here.
This better? I rebooted. I did the whole thing.
Okay. He's here.
Write that down.
All right. Let's let Judd cut in line here. What's your first prediction?
All right. My first prediction, I'm going to go with the Twins one is this. Joey Gallo will lead the Twins this season with 25 or more home runs.
Okay.
So I think he's going to bounce back. This market's a perfect place for him.
So it's a parlay, right? You're saying?
Yes, because he's going to lead the Twins with 25 or more home. Yes.
So 25 okay. at least, and he'll be the team leader.
Team leader, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly
okay.
right.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, if he plays a full season, even if he kind of sucks, he's going to hit like 25. He's going to run into 25 home runs, right?
Yep.
I would think. Okay.
That kind of sucks.
Well, yeah, he's just kind of. That's like the only thing he does. But he generally stays
healthy.
He does,
healthy. Though.
He just does. Sometimes is unplayable.
I just like the line.
All right. We're just all over the place. So I'll make my second prediction. Tom Brady will wind up where a lot of aging stars wind up. He will do a residency in Las Vegas. Tom Brady will sign with the Raiders.
The Raiders.
And it'll happen sometime. I could see him doing like the retirement rope-a-dope again, but I'll just say he'll sign with the Raiders before week one.
All right.
Before week one. Maybe he drags it out or something. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But they've got a whole situation there. They have to clear out Derek Carr, too, so they got to
write that down.
Okay, let's go back to Judd for your second prediction to catch you up with the rest of us.
All right. I have so many Vikings predictions, I'm going to park a couple on this show. Za'Darius Smith, Eric Kendricks, and Jordan Hicks all will not be back next season for the Vikings.
Okay.
Za'Darius Smith, Eric Kendricks, and Jordan Hicks all will not return to the Vikings' defensive core next season.
Declan, usually three-item parlays are home runs and touchdowns on these shows, but because these are the three likeliest, easiest cap casualties, I don't think this can be a home run. Unless you guys strongly disagree on that.
Jordan Hicks is easily gone. Like, that's just very easily replaceable. Kendricks as well. You know, Za'Darius, I think, is the wild card here.
I won't die on this hill. I won't die on this hill. Usually three-item parlays.
Yeah.
This is all three of these are likely, but they do have to hit. Kind of like your Declan made it, and there will be no missed extra points.
And they
prediction.
Could bring back Kendricks on a cheaper contract.
Okay. Yeah, or Za'Darius.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll give it to you.
Yeah. Touchdown for sure.
Just want to hold up the integrity of
very important
the home run category here. Okay. So okay, over to Jake. Your third and final prediction, Jake. Fire away.
I'm gonna copy you. I'm gonna do all my divisional game picks. So I have the Eagles winning, the Chiefs winning, the Bills winning, and the Cowboys winning.
Oh,
wow.
Boy, America's team back in the conference championship for the first time in almost 30 years. Was it like 96 maybe?
Yeah, 95, 96, right?
95, 96? Well, damn, Mike McCarthy. Did you see Mike McCarthy's dance in the,
with the chains on?
Room?
Yeah.
It is a little Kirko change.
It made me look coordinated.
It did.
It was pretty funny. Well, Jake, great job here. You're a write that down veteran now. You're a vent line veteran. Since you've got this life changing platform again now, is there anyone you'd like to thank that helped you get to this peak moment?
I just want to thank the fans. You know how the Vikings did the end of the year Insta post thank you fans. I just want to thank all of us because it's too much. We need more.
We
need a championship. All this stress. I can't deal with it anymore.
Well, there's always next year in Vikings land. All right, Jake. Great stuff, dude. Appreciate you coming on, taking your swings, and we'll do it again sometime. So we were talking real quick before we get to the final few predictions here.
Yep.
Because Declan made a prediction that there will be no missed extra points in any of the playoff games this weekend. Trying to decide, is that a home run? I mean, it's a 90% success rate, but there's probably going to be 15 or 20 touchdowns, and you have a guy with historical yips.
Yeah. In Santa Clara, which is also not great turf.
Yeah. That was probably top 10 most uncomfortable I've been, not including like injuries, watching someone on a sports playing surface.
How weird is it?
Down.
How weird is it that his meltdown came in the exact same place that Dan Bailey did the exact same thing?
Sure do.
Yeah.
I think Bailey missed one fewer PAT or something.
So, but I mean, Bailey missed like three or four kicks in that game, right? He missed like three field goals and extra point.
The Vikings scored a touchdown to go up 6-0, and he missed the first PAT. And then I think he missed like two or three more kicks.
Yeah.
Mm.
But it was just at some point in time, you're like, go for it. As Dak said, effing go for two. That's what I kept yelling at my TV.
Yeah.
You know, Mike, come on, man. Don't subject this guy to that.
I think part of his mindset was, it's kind of a blowout game, and we're definitely going to need this dude. You can't just, like, replace your kicker going into the divisional. Like, who's just sitting out there that's going to come in and be surefire? That if you could get him back on track in that blowout game, then maybe you'd be fine going forward. But I don't know how do you not think about that in the next playoff. It's one thing to, all right, we're back at practice. We're going to knock him through today, boys. All right, great job. We're back on track. How do you not think about that when you're in the tee box at the next major, well, right?
Yeah, and again, you're on grass, bad grass. So you're not on like turf where it's probably a little bit more, I don't know, feels like it'd be a little bit more reliable.
Yeah. Anyhow, all right, back over to Judd here for your third and final prediction.
Write this down.
All right, off of our bonus Purple Daily episode from today, I might as well write this down. Adam Thielen will be with the Green Bay Packers next season. Adam Thielen will be a Green Bay Packer next season.
Does he basically just replace like the Randall Cobb role?
Because he could easily do, yeah.
So Christian Watson is going to be their number one.
Yep.
But then they've got these other dudes. They've got that Dobbs. There's speculation they might draft a receiver in the first round.
But yeah, you're right. He could easily replace that sort of veteran possession guy role. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you know, to go back to what we said, he still has the hands. So that's those aren't gone.
Yeah, I do. I do wonder now, this is the third pass catcher. I know people like, it's just, you guys are just making stuff up to hate on Kirk Cousins. So this is now the third pass catcher to do this type of thing, right? Stephon Diggs did it. And Diggs made a point. I like Kirk. Kirk's good. It's more about the system and whatnot.
Yes.
But system and quarterback's choices within the system are all kind of blurred together. Diggs wasn't happy with his role in the offense. The offense was driven by two things, system and quarterback making choices. Mm-hmm. And then Kyle Rudolph, upset with his lack of productivity and his role, writes the 2,000-word manifesto. He literally thanked, I think he thanked Matt Castle, Teddy Bridgewater.
He did.
He thanked, like, training assistants and stuff by name in this article.
Right.
He did. He thanked 50 people by name and did not include Kirk Cousins.
Right.
And now Adam's wife is on social media saying that he kept a great attitude all season, but he wants to go somewhere that he is valued and can show his work as a receiver or whatever. It's like, I'm not saying these guys all hate Kirk Cousins, but it is interesting that this is the third pass catcher to be like, oh, what is going on here?
It's weird because Diggs, like, I think the Diggs, you know, it's certainly, you can't dismiss Kirk completely, but you're right. He was definitely upset and probably rightfully so at a system that didn't feature him more. The Rudolph one's weird because I think it was misplaced anger. Like, to me, that had nothing to do with Kirk. That had to do with, they're not going to throw you the ball because, you know, you can't get yak. And again, to go back to the problem that Thielen has now, you can't get enough separation. So it's interesting. If Thielen is mad at Kirk, that's really the wrong guy. It's the coach. He's telling you something.
Yeah, I know. I agree.
I mean, he didn't line up. He didn't line up. Thielen is basically a guy to suck a defender to his side on 4th and 8. That was the scheme the coach employs.
Yep. And Thielen, I think it's interesting, like the way that Kurt Warner explained that play, that as a Hall of Fame guy, before the play, the Thielen route is a non-starter because you're on the right hash. He's split out wide left, and he's running a route sort of, I think he was running like outside of the numbers. He goes, I'm not throwing that pass on 4th and 8 at all whatsoever. And Thielen knows that. Thielen knows that he's running a meaningless route on that play.
Am I forgetting this? Did they do, well, heck, all year, but in that game in particular, because as Kurt was explaining that, it's like this occurred to me, and I think it was an option. Did we see much bunch formation?
Like in the game? I'd have to
go back. Yeah, in the game or period, because that's how, you know, his point was you're lining Jefferson up outside, so he's easy to double. Now, Kurt Warner's point was stick him in the slot. It's harder. But like I was thinking too, you know, part of how you separate guys is bunch. Because if you go bunch, guys go in different directions, and it's a little bit more confusing to a defense. I don't recall seeing a lot of bunch, but I might be wrong.
Yeah. Well, the design flaw on that play and the people that are highlighting it, it's interesting. I mean, KOC.
Definitely.
Part of the reason why he's here is so that on a play like that where you have to have something that gets a receiver schemed open, and they didn't. Some of it's the receivers that can't get open. Some of it's the scheme. Maybe some of it's the protection, but it was kind of a mess.
Write this down.
Okay, anyhow, back to Declan, your third and final prediction.
Third and final one for me. I'll make actually another wrestling prediction. By the way, Phil, WWE just tweeted out a mashup video of, remember Across the Nation, which was like the Raw intro song from like 2002 to like 06?
That's the only period in 30 years that I didn't watch the WWE.
Okay,
literally so 2002 through 2006.
That was like one of my peaks because like I remember the Attitude Era, but I was really too young to appreciate it live at the time because I was just I was pretty young. But 2002 to 2006 was my jam, and that theme song for Raw is amazing, and they mashed up because the 30th anniversary show is coming up on Monday. They mashed up like a current little montage of what it would look like if it was there. Highly recommend it if you're a wrestling nerd like Phil and I. Go check it out. But I will make a wrestling-related prediction. In fact, Cody Rhodes is confirmed to come back to the Royal Rumble. That also happened.
Which
I'm not sure.
Which is ridiculous. Like, don't tell everybody.
I thought that was absurd, too.
Let it be a surprise. Too. What are they doing?
I know I made that prediction like a month ago to put that in the ethos, but I still wanted the pop. I still wanted that to happen, and now it's just confirmed, and I think it kind of takes some of that out. But write this down instead. Another one will make an appearance at the Royal Rumble pay-per-view. The Great One will make an appearance at the Royal Rumble pay-per-view.
Whoa.
Write this down. The Rock will make an appearance at the Royal Rumble pay-per-view. Write this down.
Write it down. You like writing things down.
The Rock knows how you feel about pie.
Wow.
And keep in mind my phrasing, an appearance at the Royal Rumble pay-per-view. Because I could even see a situation where maybe he doesn't enter the match because they have to push Cody. They have to push Cody, and I think Cody wins this Royal Rumble match. Is there a situation where The Rock comes out after a Roman victory and his theme music hits and it sets up the next feud? This would count then. This prediction would
inject
count.
Inject it. Yep, I get you.
So
I get you.
I don't know if it'll be in the match, but I do think we might get an appearance by this. There are some rumored mills starting to file that, hey, maybe we can start finally pushing the Roman Reigns Rock situation here. So write it down. The Rock at the Royal Rumble.
What do you think, Judd? How would you feel if there was a battle for who's the real head of the table? Who's the real tribal chief, The Rock or Roman Reigns?
It's got to be The Rock. Like, if you bring The Rock in for
like
an appearance,
50 years old now, man. I don't know.
But if you bring The Rock in, you're like that. That's what you're in on, right? Like, if The Rock is there, doesn't everybody else just sort of fall to the background? And Roman Reigns,
And usually they bring in the aging star to put over the young star so that because he's not going to be around. So it could go either way, okay? Historically,
I kind of think that The Rock would be.
They did put the belt on Rock after CM Punk's reign of like over a year plus the WWE Championship.
Hey, where is Punk now? Like, what's happened to Punk?
He posted a gym workout video.
AEW Fallout.
Actually, you know what? Since we're making wrestling predictions, yeah. I'm going to give you a wrestling prediction, all right? Write this down.
Write that down.
Sometime, not this Rumble, CM Punk will make his return to the WWE at either the 2024 or 2025 Royal Rumble. I don't do many long-term predictions, but he will make his return to the WWE at either the 2024 or 2025 Royal Rumble.
Did the cons fire him?
No.
From AEW?
It's a complicated mess because he has a very ironclad contract, and you could argue that he didn't necessarily do anything to warrant getting fired. He was just like, hey, we got a live mic. I'm just talking. I'm a wrestler cutting a promo.
Great. That was awesome. he's great on the mic.
I wish all athletes were that real and raw after a game. Like, you're just throwing the company under the bus. I don't know. I mean, he literally went on live TV and ripped the vice presidents of the company, who are also wrestlers, by the way. And then they confronted him, and there was haymakers being thrown backstage. Like, this stuff that's coming out, like Thielen's wife going on Instagram, passive-aggressive. What if Adam had just, right after the game, and said, listen, he's taking his tape off, wiping his eye black off. I got a few things to say about the idiots running this team, okay? You all think this? Here's what's actually happening. KOC, in over his head. Kwesi, never played the game.
I love it.
He did have major surgery, though. He tore his muscle in his arm in September, so he's rehabbing. That's hence that video the other day. And that, from Dave Meltzer, that's an 8-month rehab with that arm injury.
Yeah. At some Punk, point, they will come to terms with a buyout there.
Punk seems sort of, and I don't mean this in an everyday way, but he seems sort of small, too. Like, he doesn't seem like a huge man.
He's not a huge dude, but he's bigger than some of the AEW stars. Like, he's bigger than Adam Cole. He's certainly bigger than like Darby Allin, and some of these dudes are like under 200 pounds in AEW. Vince is always like the bit. You got to be like a Roman Reigns, Rock, 260 pounds. Way back in the day, it was like, you got to be 315 pounds of steroids. And
that's what it was.
The Ultimate Warrior.
Days. Bring back George. George the Animal Steel was my guy.
Yeah, normalize back hair and eating back turnbuckles.
Yep.
Yes.
But great back hair. That dude had phenomenal back hair.
Phenomenal rug on that guy's back.
Write this down.
Yep. All right, those are your Write That Down predictions here for the week and your accountability session. We'll do the same thing with football-centric predictions on Purple Daily, the only show in America that actually puts statistics next to our predictions on Mackie and Judd.